In the first reading today, St. Paul tells us two important things. First of all, that God wills everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Understand that well. God wills everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. We live in a society where we have decided that everyone goes to heaven. Doesn't matter how rotten you are, it doesn't matter what you've, everybody goes to heaven because God loves us so much he wouldn't send anybody to hell. God doesn't send anyone to hell, we send ourselves there. He doesn't need to tell us where we have to go, we will tell him. Because we, if we are not in the state of grace, we will know fully well that we cannot enter into heaven. And so we don't need God to tell us. So God wants us to know the truth, because the truth will set us free. But once again, now we're living in a society where everything is relative. You can have your truth and I can have my truth, and somehow or another, both of our truths can be right. Doesn't work. Jesus is the truth. And therefore, as St. Paul says, there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. That is all. So again, we're living in a situation where anybody can believe in any god or goddess or however many that they want to believe in, and somehow or another, that's all okay. No, there is only one God. There can only be one God. Understand that. God is absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. So that means if there are more than one, they're both absolutely perfect, well, then they would be identical and there'd only be one. So if there are more than one, that means that someone up there isn't absolutely perfect. And if they're not absolutely perfect, why would you want to worship him? Because he's not God anyway. So we have to begin with that understanding. There is only one God. So all these false gods that are out there right now, they are exactly that. They are false. Remember, the devil in his shrewdness is willing to give people anything that they want. He doesn't care what lie you buy, as long as you buy a lie, as long as it's not the truth. Which one do you want? He will give it to you. God is only going to speak the truth. The devil, he doesn't care what lie you buy. So we need to be clear about the truth. And there is only one mediator. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me, period. That unfortunate woman that was on TV years ago, whatever her name was, Oprah Winfrey, she said, Jesus is a way. In other words, there are many ways. Jesus is just one of those. Wrong. Jesus is the way. And there is only one way. And there is only one mediator, because there is only one who is both God and man. So while all of us can mediate in a secondary sense, our mediation, meaning that we're praying for somebody, our mediation is secondary and it is completely dependent on that of the Lord. He alone is the mediator, and no one else. And no one else ever will be able to be. So we are saved only by Jesus. We cannot save ourselves. None of the false gods out there can save us because they're demons. Nothing. There is only one. That's what we have to be clear about. And it is so confusing right now. That's exactly what the devil wants, cause confusion. And there's a lot of confusion coming out of Rome. Again, if we're going to put the Pachamama right on the altar in St. Peter's Basilica and worship the blasted thing, and basically say that the goddess Pachamama is okay to worship, It's like, no, that's idol worship. That's a violation of the first commandment, and they did it right in St. Peter's Basilica. No wonder people are confused. St. Paul was not confused. He was very clear. There is only one God, and there is only one mediator between God and man. Period. Nothing else. So it is God's will that everyone be saved. There is only one way to be saved, and that is Jesus Christ. And there is only one truth, and God wills that all of us would come to the knowledge of truth. We have a free will, so he's not going to force it on us. He's going to present it to us. But we have to make the choice of whether we want the truth or not. And the truth is Jesus Christ.